Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. Team USA didn't bring home any gold medals on Monday, but it was still a successful day for the Americans in Paris. Gethin Kulba has the complete rundown.
On day three at the Paris Olympics, the United States increased its lead in the overall medal count. The Americans lead all nations with 20 medals, 3 gold, 8 silver, and 9 bronze. Japan has more golds than any other country with 6. The headline of the day for Team USA came in gymnastics, where the men snapped a 16-year medal drought by claiming bronze in artistic gymnastics. U.S. men's gymnastics coach Brett McClure.
We knew what we were capable of, and believed. We believed in each other, believed in ourselves, and believed that we could have a great day today, and that's what they did.
Frederick Richard and Brody Malone were at the top of their game, and every member of the U.S. team contributed. Malone says it was a satisfying result.
All the times I stayed late in the gym, all the hard work I had been putting in prior, my trust and belief in myself and in my brothers, like, that was just going through my head, like, all the sacrifices.
American Coco Gauff continued to breeze through the competition in women's singles tennis with a 6-1-6-1 defeat of Argentina's Maria Lourdes Carlet. On the men's side, Spain's Rafael Nadal fell to Novak Djokovic of Serbia 6-1-6-4 at Roland Garros in what is likely to be the final singles match of Nadal's storied career. In basketball, the U.S. women stretched their Olympic winning streak to 56 games with a 102-76 rout of Japan. Katie Grimes and Emma Wyant went silver bronze against Canadian phenom Summer McIntosh in the 400-meter individual medley. Ryan Murphy took a bronze in the 100-meter backstroke. Luke Hobson earned a bronze of his own in the 200 freestyle. Nick Itkin took home bronze in the men's individual foil.
Obviously wanted a gold medal, but it's part of history to walk away with a medal is super, super special.
And in skateboarding, Americans Jagger Eaton and Nyjah Houston finished silver bronze.
Back here in the States, there was plenty of hot baseball action, and we start in the city of brotherly love, where the fans showed no love to the Yankees' Aaron Judge, but he wasn't bothered, hitting 2 more home runs. It's been a roller coaster for the Yankees of late, but Judge, for one, is unfazed.
The guys in this room have never faltered. Like, you can ask us how's it feel, you know, you worried, this and that, but, you know, this team stayed true. You know, we've been hit on the chin a couple times this year, but you know, this team didn't get knocked down, so, you know, we're locked and loaded, ready to go.
We stay in the American League East, where Boston played host to Seattle. Dave Ferry with a report on that game.
Masataka Yoshida had 3 hits and 4 RBIs as the Red Sox outscored the Mariners 14-7. Yoshida slammed a 2-run homer while the Red Sox scored 7 times in the third. Willier Abreu sparked the rally with a single to cap a 12-pitch at bat. Abreu had 2 RBIs as Boston won for the third time in 10 games. Dominic Smith added a solo homer and 2 RBIs, and Rami Gonzalez had a pinch hit 2-run homer. Winner Nick Pivetta allowed 3 runs while fanning 10 over 6 2/3 innings.
I think that's what we are supposed to do every single night, is to go out, try to get through the lineups as many times as we can, and put our team in the best chance we can to win.
Logan Gilbert was tagged for 7 runs over 2 2/3.
Toronto and Baltimore split a pair, the Orioles taking the opener 11-5 and the Blue Jays the nightcap 8-4. In Detroit, Denny Camp reports on another hot hitter.
Jose Ramirez hits a pair of homers as the Guardians double up the Tigers 8-4. Ramirez hit his 25th and 26th long balls of the season to help the Guardians improve to an American League best 64-42 and extend their lead to 5.5 games over the Twins in the AL Central. Guardians manager Stephen Vogt.
I mean, those two balls he hit tonight were, they were driven. And, you know, he got us going with the double and he just continues to amaze me on a nightly basis.
During the game, Cleveland acquired outfielder Lane Thomas from the Nationals in exchange for three prospects.
Really good outfielder, really good hitter, and good base runner. So really excited to add him. It's going to add another dynamic to our offense, another right-handed bat that's got some power and the ability to drive the ball in the gaps.
And lots of offense at Citi Field Monday night. Mike Mancuso has those details.
After a quiet weekend with two losses to Atlanta, the Mets bounced back with several offensive explosions and crushed the Twins 15-2. The Mets batted around twice, scoring six times in the fourth inning. Pete Alonso got it started with a solo homer, his 22nd.
1-9, we were super great, super disciplined with the zone. And I thought it was a really excellent day.
The Mets added five runs in the sixth and four in the seventh. Every Met who played had at least one of their combined 17 hits. Both clubs maintain wild card spots. Twins are 58-47, the Mets 56-50.
Elsewhere, the Royals scored six times in the eighth inning to rally by the White Sox 8-5, handing the Sox their 15th straight loss. Cincinnati 7-1 over the Cubs. Texas doubled up St. Louis 6-3. Pittsburgh 5-3 over Houston. Milwaukee 8-3 over Atlanta. And Arizona scored five times in the bottom of the ninth inning to beat Washington 9-8. A big three-team trade in baseball? That's next. Major League Baseball's trading deadline is 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. On Monday, the Dodgers, Cardinals, and White Sox hooked up on a big three-team deal, and when it was completed, L.A. got Tommy Edman and Michael Kopech, St. Louis got Eric Fetty and Tommy Pham, and the White Sox, building for the future, acquired a bunch of prospects. Meanwhile, Atlanta picked up Jorge Soler from San Francisco. And one pro football note, as Houston defensive lineman Danico Autry was suspended six games by the NFL for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.